Secretary General's report, this council has been made aware of government's repeated and deliberate actions to intimidate, physically harm and detain individuals who engage with UN mechanisms. In Egypt, the long overdue dismissal of charges in the so-called foreign funding case against civil society organization does not represent an end to the ongoing crackdown of on NGOs and HRDs, nor does it signal the beginning of a genuine reform process. Furthermore, although the asset freeze on staff of the Cairo Institute was reportedly lifted, the implementation of this decision remains incomplete. Meanwhile, the 15-year prison sentence handed down in absentia against the director of Cairo Institute, Behiyeddin Hassan, related to his participation in UN events, remain in force. In Algeria, figures like Mustafa Benjema face prosecution after engaging with UN human rights mechanisms. While in Bahrain, defenders such as Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja and Abdul Jalil Al-Singiz continue to endure long-term detention for their activism, including UN engagement. HRDs from Libya also continue to be subjected to reprisals for UN engagement, among others. We call on all governments in the MENA region to respect and protect the work of human rights defenders who engage with the United Nations. Thank you.
I thank you. I give the floor to Gulf Center for Human Rights.